Welcome to Bliss Dreaming with Nanakasha. Welcome to the podcast of living your bliss life now. No more waiting. My world is my creation and yours is yours. You are meant for so much more. Let's unlock the door to it now. Join Nanakasha, best-selling author of Uri Rich, Secrets to Master Your Money Mind, and creator of High Income Hypnosis. This podcast is done live every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific. Come join Nan live by subscribing at blissdreaming.com/live. And as always, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and you can find all the resources by going to blissdreaming.com. If you have any feedback for Nan, Nan would love to hear your thoughts, anything at all. Just visit her Facebook page at blissdreaming.com/Facebook and post it there. And now here is Nanakasha.
All right, welcome. We're here on this beautiful day, 888, for the Lion's Gate Harmonic Alignment. And today, this activation is aligned with the energies of harmony and balance with both our abundance and our power. This is about seeing and relating to those ideas of your power and to the infinite abundance that you have access to, and creating a whole new reality with that. It's important to get relaxed, to lay down or sit wherever you can, and make sure that your hands, your feet, your head, your neck are supported. The only thing you need is to be present in this moment. Turn off your phone to make sure that you can completely let go. As we align with this peak of these energies at this time, it is very much like a level of clarity that is rarely experienced without practice. So the joy and the playfulness of this moment is like a kitten or a baby lion cub playfully rolling, jumping, that sense of curiosity, that sense of playfulness, that alertness to the wonder and beauty that is all around us. Feeling that sense of playfulness and tuning in to the energies, that Leo lion energy. This is the positive ego. This is your power in form, in play. This is regal and royal energy. And today, not only is the portal open and the journey easy and fluid, but your lion's heart is ready to take a giant leap, to expand its capacity, to receive, to accept, to see, to know, and to give. Take this journey now with the feeling and intention deep in your heart, your mind, and your soul, that you're ready and willing to let go of all of the parameters in the way that you've been living. And that there is an expanded new place, a new reality into which you can step. As we begin this journey, take a nice deep breath in, feeling those energies coming in from everywhere, above, below, behind, into your heart, filling it with love, bringing all of you present here now. And let it go. Feeling it go down your body, washing away anything that no longer serves you. Another deep breath in. Be a clear and open channel. Activate all levels of your awareness. And feel now yourself filling up with that divine love that's pouring in. Now that you're present here and your channels are clear and open, feel that coming down from above, pouring down through each of your energy centers like a waterfall, one to the next, to your throat, to your heart, your belly, down, down. Clear flow, connection between them. Feel that clarity moving all the way through. Third breath in. Be an excellent receiver and just feel the energy, the love surrounding you pouring in. Let go of your resistance. Let go of your stuckness. Let go. Let go. Let go. And now breathing gently, allowing for this stream of energy, like liquid gold, pouring down directly through your crown, all the way through your third eye, into your deepest part of your soul. It's clearing the way. As you relax, you become aware of these beautiful waves of energy. Beautiful pink, purple, green. They're coming down to our planet. They're bathing Mother Earth and you. In this loving harmony, you begin to feel that connection to all that is. You are one in the fabric of the universe. You feel that connection. The earth calling to you. All of nature calling your name, holding this beautiful space for transformation, for alchemy. As you relax, you realize that this is an initiation and you are walking amongst the stars. You feel a sense of being released. The earth is solid beneath you. You feel the roots of light and energy that go from you down into the earth. And yet, she is releasing that connection, just allowing it to become longer. You begin to rise up. Our intention here today is to ride these energies for this sacred moment, to align with harmony, to reclaim our abundance and our power, and to feel in balance with them, to allow the earth of which our bodies and our physical realities and our richness in this plane are from. That connection is sacred. It is nurturing and loving and divine. And that energy is permeating now through you. There is a hum moving through your body. It is the voice of Gaia. And she is releasing you and loosening you from the heaviness that you feel in the physical world. You are still connected to her, but the lightness comes. in this moment, that playfulness of the lion and that expansive possibility for releasing the past, completing karma, and opening to the new level of awareness. Blend in your heart, feeling the lightness continuing to move up, rising up and up and up, rising up into a new dimension where you see before you the Sphinx. It is the Sphinx that is here on Earth in Egypt. But you've risen above that physical manifestation, and you are now in another level. The Egypt of aligned sacred geometry, spiritual attunement, mystery schools, initiations, the secrets that are encoded, they're here. The Sphinx is before you. You see the pyramids behind. You can feel the energies, colors moving and shifting. Behind the Sphinx, you see a row, a long row of sphinxes facing into a path. 33. Looking up at the Sphinx, you open your heart and feel and see that portal through Sirius, through which these beautiful waves of energy are pouring in. Your heart begins to expand. The Sphinx's heart is opening in front of you, between the paws, standing heart to heart with the Sphinx. It opens, and you feel as it opens, so does your heart. There's a strong magnetic connection. The heart opening becomes a doorway, and the door opens. As you begin your sacred journey into this path through the lion's gate, you feel your heart as if it were 100 universes, as if it were more expansive, more abundant than ever imagined. You hold infinity within yourself as you step through into the heart of the Sphinx. All of those limitations, struggles, heaviness, fears, and doubts that have kept you from accessing this infinity within will simply not go with you. So take a moment now to say, yes, I'm ready and willing to release what I may know or not know, to rise above infinite possibilities is where I want to live again. There are guides all around you, almost as if they're helping you disrobe, taking off layer and layer of robes of physical manifestations, karmic patterns, agreements, and obligations. Each cloak that they remove, they lay with great respect and sacred reverence down. And you feel lighter and lighter. With each one of these being removed from you, your mind and third eye expand and open. You're now ready to begin your journey through the Lion's Gate. As you enter the heart of the Phoenix, you move through a layer that you cannot see, but you can feel, walking slowly with intentional steps. It is like moving through plasma. You feel little places within your cells and your light body, like little lights going off. You feel some of your key codes beginning to come to light, beginning to speak, beginning to light up. You now step into a chamber. This is the chamber of the lion's heart. You move to the center of the chamber, where there is just one single crystal. As you close in on this, the energies draw you in. You feel magnetically drawn. You stand directly in front of this crystal. It goes up and up and up and up and up. The energies are so palpable that they are literally drawing you in to that center of the crystal. And up and up and up and up you go. You're shot out of the Sphinx into the stars through the portal of Orion, past, out, beyond. You feel the waves from Sirius. They're bathing you, still adjusting your vibration. Up and up and up you go, entering into the sacred space of this portal, surrounded by a divine council of beings here just for you. You're hovering in the light. Feel that infinity being awakened within you. You will now be given two attunements by this divine council. Receive this initiation. The first one allows you to harmonize. You feel your energy being calibrated, shifted, tuned. You begin to feel new energies, understand new light languages. You see shapes. You understand. You can feel and sense. The harmony between you and all that is you and your body, you and all forms of abundance. There's a camaraderie. There's a joyfulness. As if a zipper is being unzipped up your back, over your head, down the center of your body. Now the shell that you've been carrying, that was the perfect vehicle to this point, simply falls away. The two sides, the duality, the male, the female, light, the dark, they fall away inside your shining, glowing, golden light, unity, harmony, balance. You are asked to accept this new you, knowing that you will live in the world of duality still, knowing that you will encounter the dark and the light, knowing that you must embrace all of you. And yet this truth is now where you get to live from. Feel yourself as a whole being. This council fades away. And you feel yourself moving along your time-space continuum, this tunnel of energy and light that you live within. You feel yourself moving very, very quickly forward, as if drawn, moving through a tunnel, a wormhole of light, this new glowing whole gold person. You feel yourself moving deeper and deeper and deeper into the sphinx. That energy draws you down, down, down into a new sacred chamber. As you enter, you can feel and sense the nurturing energy, the profound depth and darkness. Feels sacred and loving. You relax and you curl up in this sacred chamber in the most beautiful nest. Curled up in this place, you feel safe, loved, held, and you let go. Letting go, letting go. Letting go. Here you are asked, as you are attended by Isis, Mott, while you are attended by Iris, these goddesses heal and nurture those wounds of the past, those things that you want to bring with you. They heal all of the things you carry. Breathing, you begin to feel a softening. You feel your DNA letting go. Those hard parts that have become stuck in patterns, the love, the nurturing, the holding. You let go from the depths of your heart. Isis now reaches down into your heart and plunges her hand deep, deep, deep within. And she grabs hold of that black ball. That place where you hide the hurt, the shame, the guilt, the past. And holding it in her palm, it begins to transform. It releases the pain, the meaning, the attachment, and it opens into a beautiful lotus flower. Releasing it, she removes her hand from your heart and blows the breath of life into it. Lotus blossoms and grows and expands. Your heart expands, increasing its capacity for love, to give and to receive, for vision, for creativity. As this expands, three beautiful lion-headed goddesses appear. And holding you, they feed you the life-giving Ankh. There is a stream of beautiful, divine life force pouring into you, and you receive. You let go of thoughts, you let go of fears, you let go of doubts, and you receive. They invite you to receive more, to expand your capacity, to stretch what you believe is possible. How much life can you receive, perceive, enjoy, give? How much do you want to share? The visions begin to come. Where you're going to go, what you're going to do, who you're going to touch. You know you must increase your heart capacity, and the lion's heart is the strong heart, the heart of courage to keep going when you don't know what to do. The heart of willingness, acceptance, determination, love, when there seems to be no one there. It trusts. It believes that the unseen support is always there. The lion's heart does not allow doubt. In this chamber, all doubt is neutralized. It cannot be heard. It is not truth. The lion's heart is a chamber of truth. And you know, as you see what you are meant for, as you are gifted and given in this moment, that divine initiation of eternal life. Accept that you have eternal life, and that in this moment you can make a difference for you, for others, for the planet, for all. And in order to do that, you must hold your lion's heart. You must give it priority. You feel the strength in this space. But it is not a power over. It is a power to be, to know, to create. It is a power that comes from within. It is a power that you now are in harmony with. No one can take this power because it is embedded in your heart. As this life force is moving through all of your bodies, harmonizing you into every dimension, in every life, all of your lives that are happening simultaneously, And now you're lifted up. And in this beautiful space of the Sacred Heart, you feel reborn, renewed. These beautiful goddesses now usher you to the spot. There is a gorgeous door. They give you a new robe to wear. It is a robe of many colors. It shines, it shimmers. It is made of all the elements. It flows like water. You feel purified, cleansed. You feel your emotions there as your friends and your communication tools. It burns like fire. It shifts and changes and has energy and power and strength. And moldering heat. It's like air. It moves through you. You feel clarity, ideas, inspiration. And it's grounding and nurturing, refreshing, vibrant and alive like Earth and all of her forms. This cloak is yours. You and the elementals are now together as a creator of the new world. You are asked to take these elements and the life force that you've been filled with together into your hands as the unique creator that you are, and to walk the path of 33 sphinxes to activate your new key codes in your DNA. The doors open before you and you see that path. The third line on either side with 33 beautiful sphinxes. But they're not statues. They're not stone. They're alive. They're living. Now you have been attuned to see that which you could not see. You can perceive the life force. You feel the energy, you feel the love, you feel the power as they look at you. You feel that energy coming. Walking step by step. Your guides leave you to walk this path. You are never alone, but this path is yours to take. You walk step by step past each of these beautiful and amazing sphinx. They look at you, their eyes piercing, yet gentle. As you step one by one past each, they each endow you with a new relief. Your DNA weaving and releasing, weaving and releasing. As you near the end of this path, before you is your journey. Before you, it is your creation. From this moment forth, you have the support and the love of this energy. You have been gifted the ability to have that life force available. Your heart now so strong and yet so soft and able to receive. At the end, that tunnel, as you begin your journey, the eye of Horus is there. Across the tunnel, that part of you that has this connection. When you dive into the center of that eye, you move past this world and be gifted with a vision of what is next for you. Three two, one. Dive through the center of that eye of God, that eye of Horus. Out and out and out and out you go. Receive your journey. Now, from wherever or whomever you are communicating with, receiving from, give great gratitude. Feel yourself just bathed in the most divine energy of gratitude. Gratitude for this moment in time. Gratitude for this journey. Gratitude for all the guides and the love and the attunement. And gratitude that you are who you are, and you are here, ready to gift us with your beauty. As you feel how refreshed, renewed, and alive you are, what a different feeling it is to have no attachments to the past. The God both appears and gives you one more gift. He hands you an infinity symbol, the number 8 on its side. You are asked to place this in your heart. He hands you another one. You are asked to place this in your inner eye, in your third eye. And gives you a third one and ask to place this in your throat. Now you have a gateway of triple infinity from your heart and your inner eye, which has the pineal, the direct connection to source. And both of these can pour into your throat, where you can communicate with clarity, harmony, power, balance, and abundance. Now begin to slowly drift back down, down, seeing that sacred place fading behind you, turning back towards the earth, coming down into this moment, back into your body. Feel the new you merging with your body here, and allow a moment of alignment to happen. You have activated and reclaimed your divine abundance. You have an infinite source of life force energy. You have the capacity in your lion's heart to imagine and to create. There is no limit. There is nothing withheld. You are in a world of yes. Feeling your fingers, your hands, wiggling your toes, beginning to move your body around. Breathe. All of this into your cells. Feel each of your chakras connecting. You are in this moment a new multidimensional being. Put your hand on your heart and say, yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. It is all yours. Enjoy the day from your new place. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Bliss Streaming with Nanakasha. Don't forget you can join this live conversation every Wednesday at 12 noon by going to blissstreaming.com/live. And come join Nan on her Facebook page at blissstreaming.com/Facebook. And as always, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and find all the resources by going to blissstreaming.com. See you next week.